Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for episode 2 of season 2 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
So, fall festival. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous weather. Well done, Liz. What an amazing community gathering. It was so vibrant. But there were so many fun things going on. Tell me what your favorite part was.
Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you what my favorite part was. Just seeing the kids and the excitement on their face with all of the activities that we had for them. Between face painting and the cotton candy and cornhole, pumpkin paint. I mean, there were so many different activities. And I would say it was literally the look of the kids, the excitement, the families. That was definitely my favorite part. But thank you, Kim.
Yeah. No, seeing the families walking around and the smiles. It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. And just seeing the community of Ada come together again, which is obviously both of our favorite parts.
Yeah. That's what these community events are all about.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, this past week, the James celebrated 5 years in Ada. How exciting. They had events going on at the store for about 3 days. So if you didn't get a chance to come out and be a part of that and participate, do make sure that you stop in soon and tell James and the rest of the staff congratulations. We love having him here and their store. They have amazing clothes, jewelry. Stop in, check them out.
Yes. So happy birthday, James. That is amazing. So it is the boutique and the salon. So a lot of people, sometimes it's just the James, but there is a boutique and there is a salon. So happy birthday.
All right. So for this episode, we have Scott Neinmeyer joining us. He is the regional manager with the Kent District Library, responsible for the East Grand Rapids branch and the Amy Van Andel branch here in Ada. Scott has been with KDL since 2021. Before that, he was a manager in the hospitality industry for 15 years. Scott lives in Ada with his wife, Mallory, and 2 sons.
All right. We are super excited to have you, Scott. So we joke that this is the hardest question, but can you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the library?
Sure. Well, first, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the podcast and be with you both in person. I am Scott Neinmeyer, the manager of the Amy Van Andel Library. I'm actually a regional manager responsible for 2 branches. So I have the East Grand Rapids Library and then the Ada Library. I came to the library world from a different roundabout path. We all kind of find our careers differently. But I was a graduate of Michigan State University in hospitality business. Oh. And I thought I wanted to be a country club manager. And I was for 15 years. So I worked in clubs in Boston, Chicago, and then I got back to Grand Rapids in 2015. And this has been home since. Ada's changed a lot since I moved here. And while I was working in clubs, it was nights, weekends. It can be demanding on the family, obviously. And so I've got 2 young boys. And so I was just trying to help my mental health. And I started volunteering at a food pantry in downtown Grand Rapids at the Westminster Food Pantry. And that was like the highlight of my week. Yeah. And so I'm like, I'm doing all this work. I'm working all these nights and weekends. And I'm really just passionate about service. And so I casually looked on Indeed for some job postings and saw a library manager posting with an emphasis in hospitality business, which I was surprised to see. So I gave him a call, and the rest is history. And now I'm part of the library world as a library manager. So I'm the first to tell you I'm not a librarian. I'm a library manager. I have some amazing librarians that I work with. But that's kind of how I got here, and that was 5 years ago.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we love having you here in Ada. Mm-hmm. The entire staff here is absolutely incredible, and I think that speaks to your leadership. So tell us what makes the Amy Van Andel Library special.
Sure. This is a privilege. Libraries oftentimes are in a city for years and years and years, and then the library world adapts, the world changes, but the facility, the building, can't change nearly as quickly. So when the Ada Library was constructed from scratch, we said, okay, let's build a library. What would you do? If you could do anything with a library, what would it look like? And the people who planned it and built it just hit it out of the park. So we've got 8 or 9 study rooms that are wildly busy. I'm looking around the KDL system, and everyone's trying to figure out how to add study rooms. How do we make more space for people to come work and come study and things like that? Well, Ada's got it. So if you're looking for a place to find some quiet, find some work, come to the Ada Library. We're in a podcast studio right now. This is the first one in KDL, so it's pretty amazing to have that. We've got a gorgeous courtyard. We've got the kids area, and then the friends of the library. Every library community has their friends group. You're part of the friends, Kim.
Yes.
And the friends do a lot to help the library, but ours actually put an art gallery in. So we have our own art gallery. It's called the Gallery in the Stacks. And so art is back in Ada in a big way. You're seeing it on the bridges. You're seeing it at Foxtail has a mural on the wall. And we're just seeing more and more art. The library's had a gallery for almost 2 years now, which is great. So you can come check that out. And yeah, it just, it's a great community space, and we're trying to, you know, stay current with what the community wants.
Yeah, and I highly encourage people to follow your Facebook page, because these artists that you, the Friends of the Library, have brought in really add another level of vibrancy to this amazing community space. But they also do openings when they first install their art. And those have been a lot of fun to attend as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had some workshops in the past. We've had some, you know, mocktail parties. We had Darrell Henry. He was an art prize recently. He had a whole soft drink bar set up. It had a great, you know, opening ceremony for that. But if you're, it's fun to come to the library. You don't know what you're going to expect. Somebody's coming in to study, and there's actually an art gallery party going on downstairs. You go upstairs, it's just as quiet as you'd expect. But the art's really nice to have. It's very colorful.
It's definitely a community space. It's a community hub. I know the hotel, too, talks about, like, community space and community hub, but the library is, too. I mean, you come down here and you see all ages. Mm-hmm. You see high schoolers studying by the fire with, you know, an older couple reading and hanging out together. It's an awesome space. So jumping from country clubs to that little world, and now to the library, a little bit more of a calmer space. What motivates you every day?
Sure. The mission of the library, of Kent District Library, is to further all people with kindness, empathy, and love. It's the coolest mission on the planet. So just having that as your guide allows you to do anything. It's just a wide open highway. You can go any direction with that mission, which is pretty cool. So since I'm not a library manager, what I'm trying to do is make sure my staff have the resources that they need, that our community is having the services that that they need. And there's a lot of services we offer that I don't know if everyone even knows about. So I think raising awareness and just trying to help as many people as we can in whatever way they need it. And it looks differently from every age group. The students looking for a place to study need something different than the families looking for story time, or the homeschooler who, you know, needs some resources or a place to work. And so it's just trying to find and really help as many people as we can, which is fun. So we're never done. We're always trying to get better. There's no, you know, end goal. It's just kind of continuing to be a part of the community.
And in addition to having those resources, the library does a lot of programming. I know that the kids story time is wildly popular here, and part of that is due to Liz, who does an amazing job.
She does.
But talk about some of the other programming that the library does.
Yeah, so Liz Waringa has a very good following, and so you'll see her outside all summer at the farmer's market, and then she's inside. And so the story time is what people kind of know about, because we've got Summer Wonder and there's a lot of entertainers that come in, but her story times are really fantastic. She also has a baby time. So every Monday we've got a baby time. And so it's always good. Every year you get a new class of young caregivers and babies, and they get to come in and just hang out and socialize. And sometimes it's more important for the adults.
I was going to say, it's probably so nice for those moms.
It's great for them. And then Liz just truly enjoys what she's doing. So when I walk by and I see her and she's got a new baby in her lap every single time. And it's pretty cool to see. So there's a lot going on for the programming in the youth, but then adult programming. Angela Deckard is our adult librarian, and she's done a tremendous amount of just connecting with the area. So she'll go outreach. She'll go out into some senior living areas and find people and bring the library to them. But then she's got an A to Z book club, which is really popular. That's been full almost every month. I've seen her just see that grow from a modest amount to really it's now sold out almost. We do bingo every month. Have you seen bingo yet?
No.
How did I miss that?
So once a month we're doing bingo, and we were wheeling in tables and chairs last night. We had 55 people. We almost ran out of bingo cards. And a couple groups that will actually come by bus to the library for bingo, and it's so much fun. So we had a Halloween themed bingo, and we had her and Kate McCoy were in costume, and it was just laughter, and it's a lot of fun.
My gosh, that's amazing. Cool. I had no idea.
I wish I would have seen that.
Yeah.
It's every month, so it's coming up again.
Is there a certain day every month?
It is. So I guess it was this week on Tuesdays, I believe. It might be one Tuesday a month. If you check our website or our calendar, you'll be able to see it there. But it's really fun, because some of these homes have people that don't maybe get out as often. And just to see them in a social setting. And so you've got some people that are coming on bus, and you've got regular patrons, and they're working and laughing together. And it's just really, it's a pretty memorable experience that you can't really create in many places.
Absolutely. So many rewarding experiences.
Yes.
But if somebody was looking to be a librarian manager like you, what would you recommend to them? And what are some of the challenges you do face?
Sure. So getting into this role, I didn't know it was even an option to me. But I think Lance Warner's our director, and he's often said, if you can find a bartender, they have all the skills that you maybe can't teach, and you can teach them to do anything else. And so if you are people-minded, if you're service-minded, if you're just interested in engaging with people and helping them and it's authentic, you can be successful in whatever you do. And so that's how I started in hospitality, but that's kind of how I found my way here. Most of my librarians have a master's degree in library sciences, but we also, KDL is really good about promoting from within. So we have some people who have just come in while they're in college, or while they're maybe they're just looking for a place to work part-time, and they'll start as a shelver and they'll become an assistant branch librarian. After 6 years, they actually qualify to be a librarian. And so we've had people just come at the library, and 20 years later, they are an actual librarian. They're doing the work. They're doing amazing things. And so I think KDL is an amazing place to work. Librarians are amazing people. And if they find a home, they just don't want to leave, and they really enjoy it. So keeping them happy is kind of the funnest, the biggest challenge.
I had no idea there was a master's degree.
Yes.
That is me living under a rock, I guess. But yeah. I had no idea. That is amazing.
Yes.
With all of the things that you guys have going on right now, and Ada's growth, what are you so excited for the future of the library?
I don't know if we know where it's going to go. Which is, I mean, yeah. we do. If you look back 20 years, we know libraries will be here. And so what's going on right now may not be what's happening in 5 years. But KDL is really quick to try. We'll try anything twice, maybe. So we're very creative. We had kayaks available. Our Beyond Books catalog expands. So the kayaks are no longer here. That's an example of us moving quickly and falling on our face. Insurance for kayaks is tremendous.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that.
So we still have KDL Cruiser bicycles that you can get in some branches. They were here in Ada for a while. And so I think we're always going to try different things, and we're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. This is not a mistake, but we're trying to get into esports gaming. Are you familiar with esports at all?
Yes.
Okay. So esports was maybe in some people's minds, kids playing video games by themselves. Well, it's now a multi-billion dollar industry. And so we're not trying to make any money, but trying to provide the opportunity to get access to this world is something that I think a lot of kids may not know about. So we've got an esports lab in Comstock Park. We just put one in Kentwood. We're doing a mobile esports lab in Tyrone, and we're going to kind of see where that goes. But it allows patrons, sometimes children, but sometimes adults, just get access to these machines that they don't have at home. There's an esports team at Kelloggsville, where you just put a lab in, and they don't have a place to compete. So East Grand Rapids might. I'm not sure if Forest Hills has esports gaming in a big way, but a lot of them have the resources and the access to these computers and the internet. And so the Kelloggsville team couldn't compete. They'd have people at home trying to practice for their high school team, and mom's asking them to take out the trash, and it's like in the middle of practice, and they got their headphones on. And so just some people don't understand that it's a real sport. So we're providing access to that through gaming labs. And so hopefully people will be able to get exposed to the games and become game developers. Maybe they'll become shoutcasters, which is very similar to podcasting, I suppose. And they could also get scholarships at school. I know Aquinas had a scholarship program. There's other universities where you can get a full ride in esports gaming. So we just want to get kids exposed to this, to see that it's a real thing. We can't take them that far. We don't have a KDL esports team yet, but maybe we will in the future. And so that's one example of where we're trying to just get out and see what's out there. AI is everywhere right now. Yeah, so I think KDL is trying to provide as much education as we can to the community about AI. We've had programs at a number of branches just to help people understand what is AI, what is not AI. There's a lot of maybe fear about what AI could be. It's not a science fiction movie yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. It's coming.
It could be. I mean, there are some potential pitfalls, and we can't prevent those or create those, but we can hopefully arm people with information. That's what a library does. So we're trying to see how they can use it. We're trying to see how we can use it.
Well, and you guys are bringing, even with the esports and AI, you're bringing all these like-minded people together.
Yes.
Which is great, because some of these kids probably don't have, you know, like-minded kids in their neighborhood or in their school, and you're able to do that. So that's amazing.
Yes.
And gives them a place to convene and to find their people.
Yeah.
And that's what libraries are all about.
And I think, finding your people. Because, I mean, people are doing some of this stuff on their own, and they may not know who else is out there. And so at the esports lab, we'll do like an open play. So you go to open gym at the Y to play basketball, and you play with different people with different abilities. Well, at open lab for gaming, you'll see some kids who are just tremendous, and then somebody who's learning how to play. And then watching them work together and maybe meet new friends, maybe not. It's just that community piece you really can't get at home. And so that's a really cool opportunity for the libraries. How can we get people together with people?
Yes. I mean, especially after COVID, it's a big conversation of there is this want and drive to have that personal connection with people again.
Yeah.
And it's just, we don't have the programs like we did prior to COVID. And you guys are creating those programs and bringing the people back to the people, which is great.
Amazing. Excellent. Sure. I'm going to change gears just a little bit. I don't think you and I have ever talked about whether you're an avid reader and what you like to read, Scott. I talk a lot to the librarians here about what they're reading, what they recommend, but how about you?
Of course. So for me, I'm real busy. I'm running around. I've got two young boys, and so I don't have much time on the couch to read a book, but the audiobooks are how I can get it done. So I used to be driving to work, but now that I live so close to work, that's a blessing. So I'm either walking to work with an audiobook, or if I'm doing dishes or driving around in my car, that's the way to do it. So it goes all over the gamut. Sometimes I want to escape and I'll get into, you know, maybe sci-fi a little bit here and there. Of course, I like biographies and nonfiction. And that's where audiobooks can be fun. Have you listened to or read Arnold Schwarzenegger's biography?
No.
It's be useful. And so it's part motivational, part biography, and kind of goes through his life. And he's got a pretty inspirational story. But to hear him talking to you in the morning, that'll get you pumped up. I mean, quite literally. I won't do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression on here.
Oh, come on.
But just, I'm able to kind of go to the library to get his audiobook, and I can listen through that, and it's a pretty great way to do it. So the library is very accessible. If you don't have time to read, you can absolutely still enjoy literature.
Because KDL has a app, correct, that you can get free books?
Thank you.
Yeah. And most people don't know that.
Yeah, the app is amazing. If you don't have the app and you're not driving, download the app right now.
It's called Libby.
So that's, one of our platforms. KDL is an app.
Oh, okay.
And the app you have to download because it's your library card. So if you don't have your library card, you can use the app. You can place holds. So if you're hearing about a book like Arnold Schwarzenegger's, you can just pull up the app, put it on hold, and it'll come in for you. Our audio books you can stream through your phone. So it's not all just books on CD anymore. Actually, that's kind of going away.
Right.
Spoiler alert. But the Libby and Hoopla are the two apps that you can that work with KDL's collection. We have an amazing digital collection. One of the best in the world, probably.
It is truly incredible. I will admit, I am a frequent user of it. I may have like 3 books I'm listening to right now and another 10 on reserve. It is wonderful. When you're busy, audiobooks are the best, and your resources are amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So we're a popular materials collection. So we're looking at people, at books and things that people are going to enjoy. And so our physical collection is still used quite a bit, but we're seeing almost a 50-50 split between physical books and digital. And that's not because physical books are going down. It's because digital is going up through the roof. I think we're one of the top 40 libraries in the country, or maybe even greater, that for our digital circulation. And so it's pretty amazing that we can provide that. And if you're not taking advantage, you should.
Most definitely. Okay, totally jumping.
Yes.
More to what would you do if you had a full Saturday all to yourself, or your family, just all to your family? What would you do in Ada? How would you spend your full Saturday in Ada?
Well, now that I'm not working as many nights and weekends anymore, I can actually enjoy a full Saturday. So right now, it probably starts in the morning. I have to have my coffee. And so there's lots of options here. Brody's Bee is one of my favorite. It's across the street, so they can do a great job there. So I'd start there with coffee. My kids are in sports, so I'm probably going to a sports game somewhere nearby. And then just last week we came back and I finally made it to O'Brien's for lunch.
Oh, so nice. Good.
I don't know why I hadn't been there yet, but I mean, I was there years ago when they were on Fulton, but I got back to the old schoolhouse and we had lunch outside after a football game, and it was just lovely. And it's just amazing how many people you can see who you don't expect to see.
Yeah.
And so you can come down what you think is for lunch, and 4 hours later, you're just still with friends and doing things you didn't expect you'd be doing.
Yeah. With it being such a walkable and convenient, and of course we have incredible shops and restaurants here, so fun way to spend a day.
Sure is.
So, well, if people want to stay connected to you or to this branch, the Amy Van Andel Library branch, what's the best way to do that?
So the KDL app, can't talk about that enough, is a great way to get involved. Our website, kdl.org, is a good way to do it. All of our calendars there. We have if you come into the library, and you should, come say hi to us. We've got an actual physical kaleidoscope. People just like to open the calendar, and that'll show you what's going on through all 20 branches, so you can see different programs and different speakers. And I mentioned it earlier, but the Friends of the Library is a great way to get involved. So the Friends of the Library is a group that supports us in a number of ways. Part of it's financially. So you'll see their name all over the place. We had an idea, let's get a puzzle table where people can hang out together and do a puzzle. Well, the Friends were able to pay for that for us. People donate their books to the library a lot. I'm not sure if you know that, but every day we get book donations, and I'd be drowning in them if not for the Friends, who are exclusively responsible for accepting donations, kind of going through them. There's an ongoing book sale, so you can get a book for $2, $3, $1, depending on what it is. We do a couple annual book sales as well, and so you can get great used books. Tinsel Treats and Trolleys, there'll probably be a book sale. And so it's great gift shopping. Nobody will know that you bought this brand new book for $2 and gave it to them as a holiday gift. It's a great way to do it. But the friends are just amazing. And so getting involved with them is a fun way to be part of the library. So they've got a volunteer effort where you can manage books. If you want to just come out to the library for a couple hours and manage books that way, you can get in touch with them. And it's adalibraryfriends.com, I believe. But that's a good way to do it. And there's also a modest membership fee if you want to support the library that way. But come see us in person. Come check us on the website. And if you actually want to handle some books, talk to the friends. They would love to have you.
Awesome. Good. This was so great. Thank you so much, Scott.
You're so welcome. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. And thanks again for all your support and, you know, the use of this podcast room and all the things.
Yeah, definitely. Right back at you. Keep up the good work.
All right, Cam, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it.
All right. Number one, join the ABA for the grand opening ribbon cutting of Concierge Medicine of West Michigan on October 16th and Ada Indoor Country Club on October 17th. We have businesses opening in Ada constantly. This is amazing.
It's so much fun. And if you've not been to one of our ribbon cuttings and open houses, come out, meet these business owners, see what they're all about. And at Ada Indoor Country Club, they'll have the golf simulators running. So make sure you come and give it a try.
Get some practice in for me.
Yes. All right. Number two, calling all photographers. Ada Village is running a contest for a photo to feature in their 2025 magnetic calendar. Deadline to submit is November 30th. More information can be found on the Ada Village Facebook page.
How fun. Yes. I love getting the community involved. All right, number three, Pumpkin Prowl. Kim knows the details the best, but let me run through some of this stuff. October 25th, mark your calendars, get ready for a howling good time. Over 90 businesses for trick-or-treating and trunk-or-treating. It is going to be an amazing event. There's going to be quick and easy food options at our area restaurants. New this year, a costume contest and the Wizard's Way Alley. Tell us more, Kim.
So, if you are into a certain movie and book series, without me saying the name.
Starts with an H, FYI.
Come out. The Alleyway by Luna. There's going to be all kinds of fun and magic going on.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
All right. There is going to be a Neighbors to Neighbors fundraising concert at the Community Church on November 2nd at 6 p.m. The event will feature the Blue Water Ramblers. It is a $25 suggested donation for attendance. We'll be posting more about this, and you can just search Neighbors for Neighbors to find more information.
All right. And last but not least, trick or treating at the Ada Fire Station on October 31st. Spend Halloween enjoying cider, donuts, candy, and tours from 6 to 8 p.m. with Station 1 in Ada. This is a great and easy way to do trick-or-treating and just keep the family together and safe, and it's awesome. I love it.
And the team over at the fire station, led by Chief Murray, bring the fun. It's just a good family-friendly way to celebrate the holiday.
Exactly.
All right, if you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn more about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media, and subscribe to this podcast.
And as always, thanks for listening. I'll try to keep up.